Hi, good evening. My name is Richard. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Can you help me out with a couple of minutes of your time?
Maybe.
Sir?
Yeah.
Are you Samuel Crawford?
Yeah.
Okay. And you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. And generally speaking, sir, do you think that Phoenix and that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel do you think that they're falling in the wrong track?
I think it's the right direction.
Okay. All right. And I would like to ask you some questions about the Laveen area of Phoenix.
Sure.
This is the area that lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue. You're familiar with this area? Okay. Now, and what? Just for statistical purpose, make sure you're over the age of 18, sir. What year were you born?
78.
Okay, okay. Okay, and are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir. And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Laveen? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I'd say good. Maybe good to fair.
Okay.
There's a lot of homeless and stuff.
All right. Fair enough, sir. And next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Laveen. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5. Where a one means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and a five means that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. Now you can choose any number from 1 to 5, and the higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life. How about better public transportation options? How do you feel about that, sir?
I guess it'd do better. I don't know. I don't take public transportation, but it may be better.
So would you say it would very little improve the life of quality of life in Laveen, or five, would it increase a lot? Would it do a lot better to increase the life of people in Laveen?
I'd say increase a little bit.
Okay. And what about more dining and entertainment options?
Yeah, that would increase a lot.
Is that five, four, three, two?
A five.
Okay. And what about more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
I'd say that's a five in this area.
Okay. What about more parks and recreational opportunities?
I don't know. I feel like that's a two. Like it's okay.
Okay. What about more good paying jobs?
I mean, like anything else, a five.
What about better street and road maintenance, sir?
I feel like Phoenix is doing good, so I'd say it's a two.
Okay. What about more shops and retail stores or commercial spaces for businesses?
I'd say a three.
Thank you. And in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, student, homemaker?
Employed.
Okay. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Laveen?
I don't know. I think there's too few, I guess. I'm not sure.
Okay. What about, and thinking about the business in your area, would you say that the area are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Laveen?
Probably too few.
Thank you. And thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Laveen. What about restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
I'd like to see more.
Yes, strongly. Yes, somewhat. Or no, sir?
Oh, yes, strongly.
Okay. What about doctors' offices and hospitals?
I'd say yes, just regular yes.
Yes, somewhat. Okay.
Yes, somewhat.
What about grocery stores and supermarkets?
I'd say yes, strongly.
What about dollar stores and discount chains?
I'd just say yes.
Okay. What about home goods? How about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you, sir. And in your own words, sir, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Laveen? In your own words.
I got word they're building a Fat Cat, but like a movie theater would be nice, or something like that. So you have to travel pretty far to like go to movies.
A movie theater, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And let me see the next question right here. Switching gears a bit, sir, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much cost to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability not a problem, a big problem, a slight problem, a moderate problem, or not a problem, not a problem at all?
Oh, man, I was born and raised here, but I'd say it's a problem. Housing's gone up quite a bit in the last 3 or 4 years. It's crazy.
You say the big problem, a fairly big problem, or a moderate problem?
Yeah, I'd say big problem.
Big problem. Okay. Yeah. And how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses and condominiums and apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is the housing availability not a problem at all? A slight problem? A moderate problem? A fairly big problem? Or a very big problem?
I'd say moderate problem.
Okay. All right, and I'm still thinking about the residential development. I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. The first one is multifamily housing. Like, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
The first one is multifamily houses like apartments or condominiums.
Condominiums.
Yes, let's see more.
Yes, strongly. Yes, somewhat.
Yes, strongly.
Okay. What about townhouses or attached homes?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. What about single-family detached homes?
Yes, strongly.
Yes, strongly. What about housing options for seniors?
Yes, strongly.
Okay. And how long have you lived in Phoenix, sir? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
All right. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own.
Thank you. Now, okay, we're almost done here. I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you are opposed or favor each one. The first proposal, sir, is change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Would you strongly favor that? Somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat in favor?
Yeah.
Okay. And repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Yeah, I would say strongly agree.
Okay, strongly in favor. And repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
I mean, we don't have that much parking here, so I would probably disagree.
Okay, somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And let me see right here. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, apartments, and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
That's a good one. I think somewhat opposed, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. And change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Yeah, I would somewhat agree.
Okay. somewhat favor, and change the zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing, like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree?
In favor.
Okay, yeah. Somewhat in favor. Okay. Now, okay, we're almost done here. Finally, some questions for statistical purposes. Sir, what was the last year of schooling that you completed?
Associate's degree.
Okay. And what is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount. We got less than $25,000, over $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to
$75,000 to $100,000.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes for my supervisor, can I just please have your first name?
Sam.
Sam. Okay. Thank you, sir. This concludes the survey for today. Thank you very much for your time, and you have a blessed night, okay?
You too.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.